water. Live. You can take control of the airwaves here toll free at 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. You can join us online at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we share with you. Once again, freetalklive.com. You get to control the content of the site. So the things you see on the website were placed there by listeners like you. As you scroll down the page, you'll see different news items, maybe YouTube videos, blog posts, whatever it is that you, the listener, believe is important, you may submit to the website. Other listeners can vote on it. You can vote up if you like or vote down if you don't. And then ultimately we'll figure out what you think's interesting and maybe talk about it on the radio waves. Of course, the best way to get your thoughts on the air is to call in toll-free, 855-453. And we've got Skype. You can Skype into the show at username lrn.fm. You know, I mentioned last night there was an update on the Hawthorne police story. We never actually had a chance to get to it. Oh, I'm sorry. You know what? You're sitting at a different chair, but you're using a different microphone.
That's
so
right.
That's probably going to happen a couple times.
Okay, that's just fine.
Go ahead, Nanny.
I brought that in as show prep as well.
Oh, good. Well, then let's definitely start with that. And then coming up, the Liberty Movement and growing pains and how to deal with it. We'll get into that, too. But Hawthorne Police, according to Carlos Miller at photographyisnotacrime.com, are striking back against a man whose dog they killed on video in June, which, of course, we shared with you on these airwaves. It led to an international outcry against the Southern California Police Department, resulting in more than 10,000 emails to the department, including a few threats. On Tuesday, he was charged with 6 felony counts for allegedly confronting a witness who had video recorded the shooting. Not the witness who recorded the original video that went viral, but another witness who provided police the video, allowing them to edit it before disseminating it to the media, claiming that it exonerates them. The video shows the shooting from a closer angle than the first, but the faces of the cops have been conveniently blurred, and there is a significant portion of the video missing. In the video, police can be heard telling Mr. Rosby something, which I wasn't able to decipher, but we can clearly hear Rosby respond by saying, "I can stay here and watch," which leads one to believe they were ordering him out of the area and said nothing about his music being too loud. The verbal exchange appears to have stopped there because the camera pans back toward the house that they were surrounding, and all we can hear is the cops ordering someone out of the house through a megaphone. The video then cuts to the portion where they're placing Rosby in custody, and his dog, Max, had hopped out of the car window and is circling the cops. Rosby can be heard saying, "Don't shoot my dog," while someone behind the camera is saying, "Shoot it, shoot it." So it's obvious this guy is a cop apologist. Now, according to police prosecutors, Rosby returned to that witness's house and threatened them, but they did not elaborate, which is a sign they're exaggerating any exchange that we had with the residents. Prosecutors charged the owner, they give you the LA Times story here, he's on $310,000 bail, or they've asked for that. He's not out on that, so he's currently behind bars. A statement from the department as to why they initially arrested him, quote, "During this evolving critical incident and the extraction of suspects from the home, officers containing the location were interfered with by an individual. This interference included loud, distracting music from the individual's vehicle and his intentional walking within close proximity to armed officers while holding an 80-pound Rottweiler on a long leash line. These acts in totality created an increasingly dangerous situation and demanded officers focus away from the matter at hand. By comparison, numerous citizens claim the police were filming similarly as subject, but from a safe distance and compliant to officers' regards." So their claim is that this guy got too close for their comfort and he had a dog.
Yeah, that doesn't surprise me.
And that's justification for shooting him, or shooting the dog, rather, and then now charging this guy with 6 felony counts.
Right.
The last line in the above statement was written in bold by Carlos Miller because he says he wanted to highlight that their own witness was video recording from a distance not much further than Rosby. While it's true the mother and her son were recording from their front yard, Rosby was recording from a public sidewalk, which had not been taped off, as police normally do to set up a legal perimeter where citizens are not allowed to cross. There was no perimeter, so there was no way for citizens or police to determine what is, in fact, a safe distance. Rosby was standing on a street corner across the street and three houses away from the house that the police were surrounding. If they were indeed concerned about his safety, then they should have been equally as concerned for the safety of the cop apologists recording them from their front yard.
I would agree.
Or, if they claimed they were in fear for their own safety because of his 80-pound Rottweiler who was on a leash, then you would think they would have taken more precautions before arresting him to ensure that the dog was secure.
Right.
It's more likely they were trying to teach him a lesson because he had filed a lawsuit against them in March of this year.
So this isn't the second round. This is actually round three.
Exactly. So the story goes on. He cites Huffington Post. Rosby's wife had called the police during a nonviolent verbal disagreement because she wanted Rosby to leave the house for the night. When he agreed to leave, she called back and said no action was needed. However, when an army of officers arrived, they started beating Rosby, according to the lawsuit. The officers allegedly said they recognized Rosby as the troublemaker who had previously made a complaint about the lack of African-American officers employed by the Hawthorne Department, as well as a prior complaint alleging that the department had engaged in racial profiling against him in July of 2011. So this guy is no stranger to the police department. He's somebody who's an active complainee, somebody who's got issues with the department, and he's made them those issues known, and so therefore they know him and are now more likely to target him.
And this is a great example of the citation from the HuffPo, where they're talking about the lawsuit, is a great example of why it's never a good idea to call the cops. It never ends well, and it never improves the situation. If she's called back and said there's no action needed, he's leaving the house, then why did this army of officers show up? All they do is serve to escalate the situation, too.
Well, right. That's why they showed up, was to escalate. You don't show up with a gang if you're looking to de-escalate a situation.
Yeah.
And they knew they could pick on somebody who, you know, when the call came in, they saw the files, they knew who they were dealing with.
Yeah.
And they know they can get away with this stuff.
Or they think they can, anyway. Hopefully justice will be served.
Well, yeah, I appreciate your optimism. I really do.
Yeah.
Gildon said that since Rosby filed his first complaint against Hawthorne police in 2011, he's been targeted and pulled over four or five times for invalid reasons, including a false accusation of having a license plate that didn't match his car. Exchanged messages with Rosby, this is again Carlos Miller at Photography is Not a Crime, briefly on Facebook, and he said he was arrested and has bailed out, so I'm sorry, he has posted bail. He said he is in dire need of donations to help fight the latest charges. And then there's a PayPal address to which you can send this. I will link this full story on our Facebook, Twitter, and Google+. If you would like to help him, you can do that. So it's a pretty serious deal here, what they're doing to this guy. And it's not an uncommon situation where the police will pick on somebody that they, as they describe here, as a troublemaker. Anybody who makes a complaint about them is a troublemaker.
Dares to stand up to them and challenge their authority.
Right. And all this guy did was he just pulled out a camera when he saw the police doing something in his neighborhood. And that's when they approached him and began threatening him. He did not approach the police in any meaningful way. He was standing on the street corner recording a scene. They saw him. They recognized him. They went over and picked on him. And they left their supporters alone, who were literally standing a few feet from him.
It's really just disgusting. The whole situation is disgusting to me.
Yeah, and really, what can you do about it? You can talk about it. You can share the story with people.
Sue?
He could sue, I suppose. How
use
successful
system,
that will be.
Use the system against itself. I mean, I know
it's generally not a very effective tactic.
True, but as you said, what choice do you really have? I mean,
get the hell out of L.A. or Hawthorne or wherever it is that this
true
is
enough.
In California. I mean, look, for everybody that loves the ideas of freedom living in L.A., I know it's a nice, warm place to live. I get that. I've visited. It's a nice place
to
visit.
I've never been to L.A. I hear it's a city as far as the eye can see.
It's very big. It's a very sprawling place. And, you know, New York is much more compact. It's much more built up, whereas L.A. is built out. And, there's just no likelihood that freedom is going to take hold in the Los Angeles Police Department or the Hawthorne Police Department. So all really anybody can ever really do is mitigate damage. They can try to keep their cameras rolling. They can try to keep themselves out of jail. But the more you stand up to the system, the more likely they're going to target you,
like
they've done with this guy.
I fought the law, and the law won.
855-450-FREE, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. So there is some hope. Of course, you know, if you want to have hope, You've got to be together with people who are like this guy. If there were more people like Rossby, you know, if the houses all over that neighborhood, people poured out of their homes to keep an eye on the police, just right. as Rossby did, then he'd have a much better chance. But we're not there yet. It's Free Talk Live.
This is a special message for women over 40. Are you experiencing hot flashes or sleeplessness? How about stress or low libido? If you answered yes to any of these questions, you may be experiencing hormonal imbalance due to menopause, and you qualify to receive a free sample of Amberin, a leading menopause solution that's clinically shown to help balance hormones and relieve common symptoms of menopause. Amberin has helped thousands of women finally get relief from menopause symptoms. And if you haven't tried Amberin, now's the time, because for the first time ever, you can try it completely free. All you have to do is call 1-800-922-14 and request your free sample. There's no risk and no obligation to buy anything in the future. Want to know if Amberin can work for you? Get your free sample and find out. This is a very limited time offer, so don't wait. Call now. 1-800-922-1460. Shipping not included. Limited to one free sample per household. Call 1-800-922-1460. That's 1-800-922-1460.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've witnessed that a lot of illness can be linked to toxins and deficiencies combined. Improving your liver function and restoring your cells' ability to detoxify is essential to achieving radiant health. Listen to the real-world results of Doug and his wife after taking One World Way.
My name is Doug Didero. For years, I had an ongoing rash with itching around my eyes. This was due to metal dust particles landing on my face in the workplace. After being on One World Way for 2 weeks, I began to have a severe rash and itching sensation around my eyes. This rash and itching lasted for 5 weeks and is now 100% gone. Additionally, without extra exercise, I've also increased my muscle size, and my wife has lost weight and gained a more attractive figure.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live, take control of the airwaves toll free at 855-453. Although right now you will also take control of a video stream to some extent, because we're joined up with the Adam versus the Man team via Skype. Hello, guys.
Hey, guys. Good to be with you.
Hello.
Now, who is all on microphones over there? I recognize Chris Cantwell, but who else do you have over there, Chris?
Hey, what's up, Ian? This is Derek Rose.
Derek Rose, okay.
Hi, Derek.
It's just the two of you?
Yeah, it's us. Ed is in the studio with us. He's on the board, but you're talking to Derek and Chris.
All right, well, I definitely want to get an Adam Kokesh update here from you. But first, I want to make sure that folks know that they can go to freestateproject.org to learn more about the best chance to achieve liberty in your lifetime. If you want to have a chance at that, if you're in Hawthorne, California, you're probably not going to be seeing any liberty anytime soon, and the cops will likely continue to murder dogs and human beings and things like that. But if you get together with other people that actually care about freedom, then you can actually have a shot at it, and that's what's happening here in New Hampshire. Go to freestateproject.org, and you can learn more about it. Chris, of course, you've been here. You lived here for a short period of time, and maybe you're going to come back one of these days.
I fully intend to come back. I'm a huge supporter of the goals of the Free State Project, and I think that people should get off their butts and move there ASAP.
Yeah, absolutely. So
we'll send the Free State Project a bill for the advertising on the...
There's you know, an issue at hand here that actually is kind of related to the Free State Project, and that is, I think, the issue of growing pains. Some of the people will look at, if they're paying attention, let's say they're in certain Facebook groups online, if they're closely connected to people in the Free State Project, every now and then they may come across some sort of what might best be described as drama, interpersonal drama between people. And there's certainly been no shortage of this over the years in a variety of different forms. And a lot of people will point to this and say, oh, you guys can't even get along with one another. I mean, clearly this thing isn't working out. You know, why would I want to join an organization just so I can go and fight with people? And I think that there are a few things that should be pointed out about this. But have you come across that that objection, Chris Cantwell?
Well, I see that not just with the Free State Project, but with every collection of human beings that I've ever encountered. I mean, you know, people have different motives and goals and ideas, and you know, they get into conflict over them. So I'm not necessarily surprised to see a bunch of very opinionated ideologues gathering in one geographic area and there being some conflict between them. And I think I had gone on about that quite a bit on Soapbox Idol 2 years ago at Porkfest, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I know that from my involvement with the Libertarian Party, there were only never more than 10 or 15 people involved in that, and so there weren't really any issues with interpersonal conflict. And I think some people look at the Free State Project and they see, you know, if they know about the drama and they see the drama, they get turned off by it. But what they don't understand is if their movement in their area, however small it is, were to grow as large as the Free State Project, let's say, you know, again, I come from Sarasota, Florida, there were maybe 15 people there active. If that had grown to 1,000 people, then there would have been interpersonal conflicts there. Anytime you get a big group of people together, it's inevitable that they're not all going to be able to get along.
Yeah, I mean, I was involved with the Libertarian Party in New York before I moved, and, you know, the Libertarian Party in New York had no shortage of strife and absolutely nothing to show for it, you know, so that was even worse, whereas I think the Free State Project is obviously making some headway and doing some good things, so if there's a little bit of conflict involved, I don't know why that would, you know, chase people away.
And I don't think that's necessarily to say that the conflict should be embraced or looked at as necessarily positive. I mean, obviously, I want people that I like to get along. I mean, it's just kind of been the story of my life. I've always had friends who I really like personally, and they just can't stand one another. I mean, that's always been the case for me. I don't know about you guys. Guess
not. Well, you know, personally, I'm a guy who's kind of abrasive. You know, there's a lot of people who don't like me, and some of them have good reasons for doing it. You know, I understand that about, you know, my own life, and I try to, you know, set these things aside after some period of time, and some people are willing to let that go, and some others aren't. But, like, I think that some of these divisions, like, they exist for good reasons, that we have different motives, ideas, tactics, and goals. And, you know, for example, if, you know, someone's out trying to restore the Republic and I want to see it permanently abolished, to say that we're all fighting for the same thing is as much Orwellian doublespeak as Operation Iraqi Freedom.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think pointing that out is divisive. It's just plain true. And if we understand that truth, then we can work together where it's mutually beneficial and meet each other on the battlefield of ideas where it isn't.
I would wholeheartedly agree with that.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, the toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, and that is brought to you by SACL CAI, 855-450-FREE. So there was an issue that kind of, I guess the most recent issue that came up here is somebody who was once upon a time living in New Hampshire as an activist has come back. Anarcho Jesse, as he was once called, has returned. And he changed his name to his real name now, Corey. But he came back into Keene, and fact is, he left Keene in kind of a bad shape, at least as far as some of his relationships were concerned. And so immediately there was, you know, like he owes some people some money, for instance. So immediately there was this kind of upstart of upset over the fact that he was being sort of welcomed back and, you know, given another chance. And he has been given a lot of chances by a lot of people over time. So I understand why people are pretty burned on him. I get that. But I'm always the kind of guy who's more likely to forgive than not, and some people say that that's a fault of mine, that I'm too forgiving. But, you know, the guy came back to town. He said that he's changed. He says that he's willing to make good. He mentioned specific people that he wants to make good to, like the people that he feels he hurt in the past. And, you know, whether that turns out to be true or not, I, for one, am willing to give the guy a chance. And that's, you know, that's why I got a lot of heat yesterday, including from you, Nemi.
You did. Oh, sorry. Would you like me to elaborate?
I don't know if you feel like it. I mean, you're welcome to.
I think talk is cheap, and I think you're not doing I don't think you're doing my perspective much justice in your retelling. And he did not just come back to Keene. He came back kind of into the center of the community and unannounced. And he's very controversial. He understands he's very controversial. Does not enjoy a good reputation here, and had not reached out to anyone that he had wronged to try to make right before he arrived here. And while
Did he make a mistake at that? Sure.
Well,
people aren't
now,
perfect.
Now, hold on. I am far from perfect, and I'm certainly kind of armchair quarterbacking here. However, I don't think that the objection or the concern was misplaced. I think that there were questions that were asked and answers that were expected that weren't given. And I am more of the school of talk is cheap. Burn me once, shame on you. Burn me twice, shame on me. So while I certainly appreciate that overtures were made that he would pay while these assertions are being made publicly for people to see. Meanwhile, the people he has wronged are saying privately they haven't heard from him. So mm-hmm. it's one thing to say, you know, I stiffed you $5 a year ago, Ian. I really want to give you that $5 back. Or to say out on the public forum, I really want to give you that money back, but then to not even approach you or just kind of blow it off and then leave town, not approach you directly or make any arrangements, that kind of rubs up on the talk is cheap aspect for me.
All right, well, we'll come back with more here. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number, and still got Chris Cantwell and Derek there out in the ABTM studios, AdamVersusTheMan.com. I definitely want to get an update on what's happening with Adam as well. But how best to deal with interpersonal conflicts like this? Is it best to just shut somebody out? I don't think so. It's Free Talk Live.
Iron poisoning, GMO foods, vaccines and radiation are the means for population extermination. Iron is not a nutrient. It is a poison that replaces copper and accumulates in the body, causing destruction and accelerating aging. Iron is accumulating due to iron uptake facilitators, and copper depleters that have been added to the food and water supply. GMO foods have increased iron availability. Vaccines contain nanoparticle-sized parasites, termed viruses, that thrive and replicate in the presence of iron deposits. Radiation vibrates blood proteins, breaking off the loosely bound iron, resulting in vascular damage and accelerating iron deposition. These poisons work together to decrease lifespan and birth rates. The iron poison population has a lifespan that is decades less than the healthy segment. The poisoners enjoy secretly exterminating the real population, below 200 million. They try to change this at times and beat their maker. For further information, go to unveilingthem.com. That is UNVEILING.com.
Attention, citizens of Northern Arizona. Are you prepared? If not, now's your chance to get prepared at the Arizona Survivalist Prepper Expo. August 24th from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. at Tim's Toyota Center in Prescott Valley. Visit with Arizona-based and national suppliers of such items as freeze-dried foods, solar ovens, solar equipment, tactical gear, camping gear, water filtration supplies, and much more. Do you need a bug-out bag? Do you need to stock up on freeze-dried food? Are you curious what a solar oven is? days. Take a tour of the ultimate bunker, a portable above or below ground survival shelter. Visit with Doomsday Prepper stars from around Arizona, such as Tim Ralston of Gear Up and Brian Moffat of Extreme Defense USA. Informative speakers will be providing valuable insight every hour on such topics as long-term food storage and emergency first aid skills. Bring your family, bring your friends, bring your neighbors. We won't rest until every citizen in Arizona is prepared. Visit our website, ArizonaSurvivalistShows.com.
There are those curious about bitcoins and those using and making money with bitcoins. What are bitcoins? A bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees, and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept bitcoins. Plus, they're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
Summertime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at herbalhealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fem and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin B, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves here at 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us online. Go to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features of the site. How does one deal with the with somebody who has burned bridges and who wants to come back into a community? In this case, we're talking about the community of activists up here in New Hampshire, the Free State Project. We'll get back into that conversation. Also, want to invite you to the website at freetalklive.com, where we've got news updates. You can follow us via email, Twitter, Facebook, Google+. All of those options are available to you. And they're free, of course, over at news.freetalklive.com. Maybe you're ready to finally get your website online, or perhaps you've already got a site and it's just looking a little old, a little dated. You want to freshen that up? Go to squarespace.com. You can start up with your free trial there, using only your email address. Squarespace.com is so easy to use. Drag and drop right from your desktop, various different items. You can rearrange the elements in the page easily. But starting, the first thing you do at Squarespace is you pick your theme. Now, they've got all kinds of beautiful, professionally designed themes. Shopping sort of sites, blogs, portfolio pages, different themes within those categories. You pick your favorite, and if you want to change it later, it's no problem. And then, of course, you can go in there and tweak it as much as you'd like. It's really just a beautiful, easy way to put together an amazing website. Squarespace.com, get 10% off using our discount code FTL and the number 8. That's FTL, the number 8, at squarespace.com. And by the way, when you're ready to go ahead and sign up, it's only $8 a month for their starter package. It's a killer deal for your web hosting, and again, squarespace.com. We've got Chris Cantwell and Derek on with us from Derek Bros, not Derek J, although they're both really great activists, Derek's, from what I understand. Anyway, you guys are on from the Adam versus the Man studios, and you kind of have been listening as Nemi and I have gone back and forth a little bit on this activist who came back into the community and he'd burned some bridges. I mean, burned them pretty hard. A lot of people, you know, some people, he owed them money and didn't leave on good terms. And then all of a sudden he shows back up. I think Nemi's critique is valid that, you know, he didn't show up in the best way. He didn't really announce very effectively in advance, didn't reach out to the people that that he owed money. But he promises he's going to make good, and I say he should be given another chance. I mean, what do you guys think about forgiveness amongst the community?
You know, personally, I'm going to say that there's a line, right? And everybody's got it, and we can't obviously all have the same line, unfortunately. What I think what caught my attention yesterday was, first of all, that I was brought into it, and also that there seems to be a number of people who want to not only just choose to disassociate from a person, but to see them ostracized from the community, where they will actually, like, alienate their friends if they will not ostracize this other person. And I think that that's probably a negative way of dealing with things in certain aspects. It sounds to me like Jesse had victims, and I mean, that's a whole nother level than, you know, certain ideological differences that maybe I had with.
Yeah, some of the people didn't like what you said. I mean, you didn't steal from anybody, or nobody alleged anything like that about you.
Right. So, I mean, it's they are obviously two different things. I mean, if I say that when there are ideological differences, let's work together when we can, and let's not work together when it doesn't suit our mutual best interest. If somebody's, you know, accused of stealing and stuff like that, if they're coming back and they're saying that they're sorry, well, there's a certain level of, I guess, individuals are going to have to choose how sincere they perceive that individual to be. And you had mentioned that when the gentleman came back, he didn't, like, notify anybody. I mean, even me, when I come to Keene now, I put the Keene 411 out.
He notified me and Johnny Ray in advance. So some people knew that he was coming back. But, I mean, I don't know how he would have gone about notifying everybody. That certainly is not necessarily possible. There are a lot of people that live up here. But so, yeah, some people were aware of his imminent return, and I don't know, I didn't really feel like it was necessary to announce that to everybody. But then I did just add him to a Facebook group that is, you know, something that is used fairly frequently by activists up here. And that's when the real drama bomb exploded. That's when a lot of people found out about it and then just basically S'd their pants over this.
Oh, you mean so that there was something happened on Facebook and there was a bunch of drama about
yeah.
it?
Yeah, exactly.
You don't say.
Yeah, and you're right, Chris. I've also got the same concern that there are certain individuals who are so selective as to who they will associate with. There's a certain, I guess, group of people, and I think it's a relatively small group, that is very, very selective, and they feel like people like you or Narco Jesse, simply because some people don't like you, it's that you're bad people or you're bad for the movement or anything like that. And these are people that look for the worst in people, and they don't understand why I can be so caring or loving or for forgiving towards folks. And I look for the best in people. And, you know, like in your case, Chris, you've changed a lot in just the year or so that we've known each other. At least that's how I feel, or at least I feel like I've seen that happen.
I think it's an evolution myself, and I've seen it in you, Ian, because I mean, you moved to Keene when?
06.
06. And I believe I first met you in 07 or 08.
Mm-hmm.
And I've seen you on the website, we say, peaceful evolution. I really think that is the case for you. And I've been friends with Chris since he lived up here, and I do consider him a friend of mine. And I too see a peaceful evolution.
Well, Chris has said things and done things I've firmly disagreed with, and
sure.
I've told him that. And
if we all agreed, this would be a very boring place. And I think Chris alluded in the first segment that, you know, there is common ground to be found, and we're not all believing the same thing or wanting the same end result. And so it's a matter of working together and finding some common ground. And no, I have heard several things through the grapevine that Chris has said that if I heard him say it personally, I would certainly speak and take some issue with it. But I'm not sure it's a direct quote. I don't know the context. And so I don't really try to go out and find trouble where it hasn't presented itself to me.
Well, if you're looking for trouble, you can find it on youtube.com/freedomfighter631. That is my YouTube channel. And you can just go look it up. And I mean, all of the terrible things that I come up with are right there for all to see. But I think that these, I think that there's a certain idea going around that we all have to be a community, as in like a singular thing. And I think that that's kind of like a dangerous concept, frankly. And I mean, there was a Stefan Molyneux video recently about this that I entertained responding to that, you know, well, we have to do this and we have to do that. And then people will envy us and then they will be more like us. And I'm like, well, you know, not everybody's going to do the same thing, and that's sort of the whole point of what we're doing here. I don't understand how that's lost on some people, that, you know, we've all got different motivations, there's all different things that we want in this world, and then we're going to have to find the way that we find most enjoyable, most desirable to get them. And if we, you know, have different motives of getting there and stuff like that, then we can, like I said, work with each other when it suits our purposes and, you know, separate from each other when it doesn't. That seems like the most rational thing to me, but there's all, you know, there's this community of people who just want to ostracize everybody that they disagree with, and that's a problem.
I totally agree.
Yeah, and I think that if you disagree on one thing, it doesn't necessarily negate what other things the person has to offer.
Absolutely, which is why I say I try to look at the positives in people. I try to look at, you know, what are people really good at? What are they useful for? What is their what is it that they can bring to the table to help us achieve more liberty in our lifetime? And Chris, you're a funny guy. I mean, you're a comedian, and I think you're very good at it. Are you particularly crass? Yes. Is that offensive to some people? Yeah, it absolutely is.
Yeah.
Maybe you've push things a little too far with some people over time. That's certainly true. But people change, and I think everybody knows that they're not the same person today than they were a year ago, or 5 years ago, or 10 years ago. That,
yeah,
everybody's very different. And as you pointed out, Nemi, that it's an evolution. And if we care about our fellow man, then we should care enough about our people who are close to our friends, especially. Like, we should show compassion towards people even when they make mistakes, and show forgiveness. And to forgive someone doesn't necessarily mean that you're going to give them a loan the next day. To forgive somebody doesn't mean that you have to let them into your trusted inner circle and, you know, give them your bank vault password or something.
Talk a little
like that.
More about forgiveness, because,
yeah,
I've got some stuff to say on that.
Sure.
Topic.
855-450-FREE, and Chris, you can stick with us right up to the end of the hour, correct?
You
want to
do that? Okay.
Come on.
Oh, you're so excited to be here. We're with Chris Cantwell from the Adam vs. the Man Studios, and we'll do more of that here in a moment. 855-450-FREE if you want to jump into the conversation. It's Free Talk Live.
Business owners, listen up.
Give me an L.
Give me another L.
Give me a Z.
What's that spell?
Incorporation. Protection. Success. Incorporate your business.
LLC. If you're about to start a business, these three little letters can make the difference between making a fortune and losing everything. Because if you're not incorporated and someone sues your business, you can lose it all. Your home, your car, even your life savings. That's why LLC.com is now giving away a free incorporation guide to all business owners. With LLC.com, you can incorporate in just 10 minutes. Protect your home, protect your car, protect your life savings. Call 1-800-940-9829 for your free 10-minute incorporation guide from LLC.com. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy.
Incorporation. Protection. Success. Incorporate your business.
Call now for your free guide. 1-800-940-9829. That's 1-800-940-9829.
Did you know there are 3 million edible food plants on Earth, and none have the nutritional value of the hemp plant? HempUSA.org offers you hemp protein powder. It does not contain chemicals or THC, is non-GMO, and is 100% gluten-free. Hemp protein powder burns fat, builds muscle, contains 53% protein, and feeds the body the nutrients it needs. Call 888-910-4367 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
The Obama administration is targeting people just like you. The IRS, FBI, and NSA are scrambling to collect every bit of information about you. Find out how to protect yourself from government spies at privacyradio.com. But hurry, they do not want you to know about this. It's the story of an American patriot and his struggle against big government. Don't wait. This video could mysteriously go down at any time. Go to privacyradio.com before it's too late. That's privacyradio.com.
Hi there. My name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123coverup.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are, incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you will be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123coverup.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123coverup.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123coverup.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's 123coverup.com.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want here toll free at 855-450-FREE. We're talking about growing pains, specifically the activist movement, the liberty movement, which is getting bigger. And that's one of the things that's good. You know, Ron Paul brought a lot of the people to the ideas of freedom who had never heard of them before, or at least had never taken them seriously before. And many of those folks have gotten out there and they've gotten active. And as movements grow, well, it turns out people don't necessarily get along with one another. Even though we may agree on the fundamental tenets of liberty, we may not agree on how to get there, we may not agree on various different methods of communication, or who knows what. But ultimately, these disagreements do rise to the surface, and I think it's best to address them head-on rather than shove them under the rug. And I think to some extent, that's what we're doing here tonight. And we're doing it in tandem with the crew from Adam vs. the Man. Derek Rose and Chris Cantwell are on the line with us here, courtesy of Skype, from their studios in Washington, D.C. And before we go on, because I know, Nemi, you wanted to comment a little bit further on forgiveness, I want to make sure that we are covering Adam, because I know you went to see him. I think it was it today, Chris?
Well, I had gone to visit Adam on Thursday, actually, and our visit was rescheduled, quote, due to a gas leak. There was, some level of suspicion about that from certain people, but, government buildings, they might just have some gas leaks, right?
It's certainly true.
So me and Daryl will be going to see Adam tomorrow, and hopefully they've fixed their pipes, and we'll be able to bring back word from Adam directly. The update right now is that he is being held against his will in solitary confinement in Washington, D.C. in a cage, and that he is being held without bail, but the defense had made a motion to reconsider bail. The prosecution has just responded to that today. We're waiting on the judge to make a ruling on that motion to see if he will be getting out. Failing that, he's got court dates on October 7th, and they're scheduling trial for October 24th.
And is that the Virginia gun the Virginia drug charges or the D.C. gun charge?
That's the D.C. gun charge. I believe the Virginia charge, he actually has a court date on October 7th for the Virginia drug and weapons charges.
All right, and the best place to go for folks to get the latest on this would be what, the Facebook page, the Adam Kokesh Facebook page?
I would say adamversustheman.com. There's still some dispute over the holdings of the Facebook page that I can't really elaborate on the air.
Yeah, some internal staffing issues from what I understand. All right, so how is he? I know last time he called me, he sounded like he was doing pretty well, all things considered.
Well, Adam's a guy who knew that he was going to wind himself in some controversy here. So he's not entirely surprised by what's going on. If I had to guess, he's probably in more trouble than he planned on being in.
Mm-hmm.
So I imagine that's weighing heavily upon him. But I can't speak to how he's feeling because I can't talk to him right now. Tomorrow will be the first time I've actually gotten to speak to him.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I did see him in the courtroom on Tuesday. And, you know, for a guy in a prisoner in an orange jumpsuit, he looked fine. But, you know, he's Adam Kokesh.
he is a handsome man. So, great. Well, I'm glad to hear that, you know, there's things moving ahead, even though it's not, you know, what we'd like to see happen, which, of course, would be for him to get out. There's still that remote possibility. And same thing's the case with our friend Rich Paul here. He's appealing his case where he was convicted for selling some cannabis, and there is a motion in to let him out on bail pending the appeal. I don't really expect it to be approved in the same way I don't expect to see Adams approved either. You really can't get your hopes up about these court motions. But if it is approved, then that would be wonderful on both sides. So neither of these men deserve to be behind bars. They haven't harmed anyone else, and it's a tragedy.
It certainly is. It's you know, and it keeps on happening, unfortunately. And I think it's certainly weighing on me to see these people taken away like that.
Yeah, and it's particularly frustrating for me because I just felt like, you know, the whole D.C. gun issue just shouldn't have ever been an issue in the first place. Look, if you want gun freedom, move to New Hampshire. There's way more gun freedom here than in most places in the U.S. You want to walk into the state capitol with a rifle strapped to your back? You can do that legally here. It's, you know, it's not a problem. They're not going to let you in the actual the building or the portion of the building where they have their deliberations or whatever they do. But you can get in there, and if you're carrying concealed, they're never going to know about it. There's not any kind of metal detectors or security or anything
yet.
Like that. You know, I wouldn't expect it anytime soon because we've got over 1,100 people here now as part of the Free State Project, and over 14,600 more are pledged to come here. I mean, that's going to make, it already is making a huge difference, and is going to make a big difference on into the future. So, forgiveness. Nemi, did you want to expound on that?
Yeah, in my experience, forgiveness is really something that you do for yourself.
It has
nothing to do with the other person, and so it's really, you're putting down whatever resulting feelings you have from an injury or a grievous act that's been done upon you, as you just kind of put it down and move on. And I think it's also possible to forgive someone and not want to engage them again.
Yeah, that's possible.
And I think that's quite fair. And I think once someone's hurt me, I need to see that there's some sort of change before I'm going to go back and see if I'm going to get hurt in the same way. And I think that's a natural human reaction. So to kind of just forgive out of the gate, I certainly, in some instances, Ian, I really do stop and think, because, you know, I'm Nemi. How would Ian handle this situation? Because me, I'm prone to spout off at the face and get myself in trouble.
Yeah, that's true.
And you know, I try to take a moment of pause and kind of say, what is the more tempered response to this? But I don't think that I go so far as you do. I'm not going to say that agree with the assessment that you forgive too much. I think that might be true, but I don't know. Who am I to say? Maybe I don't forgive enough. But I think that to just kind of welcome someone back who has an absolutely terrible reputation and was almost...
Yeah, we're not talking about Chris Cantwell here.
Absolutely not. To welcome someone back...
Well, people are still
upset
about welcoming Chris Cantwell back, even though he's never stolen from anybody, and he's just, you know, a little bit of a crass comedian.
Sure.
Well, I'm going to go ahead and say that it's, you know, a lot of these people are not angry about my comedy. They're angry about my political opinions, my tactics, you know, and that's fine to not like it. You know, if you don't like it, that's really okay. What I think has been negative, and I'm sorry that your other co-host there bailed out, because I was looking forward to speaking to her, is this thing that, like, you have to make so much noise about it and create a problem for everybody over it. You know, it seems to me that if people want to do civil disobedience, like, I'm really happy to go and join them in doing it and encouraging them to do it. If anybody wants to go hold signs, I'm happy to go hold signs. I, you know, have some different ideas on how things ultimately turn out, and that's, I think, what most people who really have a problem with me have a problem with. And, you know, if they don't want to join me in that, then they don't have to. But, like, I'm not telling anybody else not to do what they want to do.
Right. And I think that, you know, back when we had whatever the issues were, the agreement that was come to was that when you're at the Shire Free Church or the Keene Activist Center, that, you know, you won't be advocating any kind of positions having to do with violence, that you'll focus more on activism and, you know, whatever it is that we're doing there. And, you know,
so my understanding is that wasn't even the issue. When Chris was here.
No, I think that was originally the issue that
it
caused
wasn't name calling?
Whatever schism that there was.
I think I was corrected on that, because my initial understanding of the situation, since I wasn't around, didn't really want any part of that, was that Chris had used a nasty word, called somebody else a name, and that was why he had been asked to leave, not because he was advocating violence. That came later.
No, the I called somebody a nasty name when they got on my case about advocating defensive force against violent criminals, and they were barking about that to me, and I said something that I can't say over your airwaves.
Yeah. Yeah, so really that's what it boiled down to, Nenny,
right.
Was that Chris has a viewpoint that I don't necessarily agree with, but I used to hold, and that is that, the state is violent, and so therefore you're justified in defending yourself against them. And I still don't, I don't disagree with the logic behind the position. I just disagree with its PR, the negative PR and the reality of what happens when you use violence in response to the state's violence. And that's resulted in a lengthy conversation between you and I, Chris, that's been both on and off the air, and I think that everybody's better off for that conversation being had.
I do too. I think it's something that we need to discuss, and whatever the outcome is, you know, if we're not talking to each other, this is how wars start, folks. You know, I think that if we can have a conversation about our disagreement, then we're all going to benefit from that.
Yeah, I totally agree. I'm glad you came on Free Talk Live tonight, and I guess we are also in reverse on Adam versus the Man.
Yeah.
So thanks for having us.
Thanks, guys.
Sure are. And tell your advertisers we're going to send them a bill. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, guys. Have a good night. Appreciate it. That's Chris Cantwell, Derek Rose in the background there with Adam versus the Man TV show, available on YouTube, and they do a podcast version of it as well. AdamVSTheMan.com is their site, and good on them for coming in and filling in for Adam while he is in a federal prison at the moment.
Solitary confinement.
855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. We go to your phone calls next, whether you want to talk about how to get along with other human beings of similar interests. More coming up.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.
Shiny badges on your jacket. Shiny badges start a conversation with your neighbor or your doctor or your family or your school. Now there's teachers and lawyers and business executives, and they all wear shiny badges and they all reject the state. Shiny badges on your jacket. Shiny badges show the world that you reject coercion and aggression and oppression by the state. ShinyBadges.com.
You have all seen and heard about the elements of the periodic table. These elements are the building blocks of everything in the universe. You, my friends, are made from these elements. A shortage of any of these important trace elements can lead to disease. Go with the science and take the Lady Talk Health Challenge and get all 90 essential trace elements with a healthy start pack at LadyTalkLive.com or call 855-333-LADY. That's 855-333-5239.
Research shows it's not just what you put in your body that counts, it's what you put on it as well. Why not use an all-natural, healthy mineral-based makeup that actually benefits your skin? Once you experience the airiness and flawless coverage of Youngevity Mineral Makeup, you will never use anything else. With Youngevity, the perception of your complexion will be natural perfection. Animal-friendly mineral makeup at Mary Lou Health. That's MariLuHealth.com. Or call 855-321-HEALTH.